In January, after years of delays and legal battles, Governor Jerry Brown finally celebrated the groundbreaking for California's high-speed rail line.
This is truly a California project bringing us together today. Thank you very much.
But a Los Angeles Times article contends the project is unworkable, partially due to what it calls a confidential 2013 report from consultant Parsons Brinckerhoff. The report estimates the cost of the project's first leg at $8 billion above the state's projection. That's lit a fire under opponents, from Republican lawmakers to Stuart Flashman, an attorney suing the rail authority.
That should have been in the business plan, because that's basically saying if things don't go well, this is what it could cost.
The rail authority also initially denied media and legal requests for the report, which is actually a 20-page slideshow marked draft. Board Chairman Dan Richards says political opponents are taking it out of context.
We should be held accountable for the numbers that we publish and say we're going to build it for this. If it starts to go awry and they want to hang me out by my thumbs or, you know, our CEO, that's fine.
Richards says the project's $68 billion estimate still stands. The promised 2022 opening, however, could be delayed.
I think it'll be close to that, and so I'm not saying this is some five-year slip.
Richard says staff are still determining how late.
It's not like I'm sitting on a secret PowerPoint somewhere that says that it's really going to be 2036.
The authority will publish revised time and cost estimates next year. At the State Capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.